Hariyari. Mandapa, it is being trampled by children and others with the dust of their feet, and God will come there. And who suggested this? It must be that this carpet is full of dust. Then how did you allow it? Huh? Nonsense.
Svalankritam Shama Turanga Yojitam Ratam Mrigendra Dvajam Ashvita Purat Vrito Rata Ashva Dvipa Pati Yuktaya Svasenaya Digvijayaya Nirgata Svalankitam Shamaturanga Yojitam Pratam Vigendra Dvajam Rajamashita Kurat Pritoratashvad Dvipapatti Yuktaya Susenaya Digvijayaya Nirgata Svalankritam Shyamaturanga Yojitam Pratam Rigendra Dvajam Ashvitak Purat Prito Ratashva Dvipapatti Yuktaya Svasenaya Digvijayaya Nirgata Svalankritam Shyamaturanga Yojitam Kratam Mrigendaj Vajamashvitak Kurat Vitovratashvad Vipapatti Yuktaya Susenaya Jigvijayaya Nirgata
Thank you.
Swalankritam, very well decorated. Shama, black. Turanga, horses. Yojitam, tackles. Ratam, chariot. Mrigendra, lion. Dvajam, flag. Ashitaha, under the protection. Purat, from the capital. Vritaha, surrounded by. Vrata, charioteers. Ashva, cavalry. Dvipapati, elephants. Yuktaya, thus being equipped. Svasenaya,
along with infantry.
Digvijaya,
for the purpose of conquering.
Nirgataha,
went out.
Translation. Maharaj Parikshit sat on a chariot drawn by black horses. His flag was marked with the sign of a lion. Being so decorated and surrounded by charioteers, cavalry, elephants, and infantry soldiers, he left the capital to conquer in all directions.
So each king had different colored horses and differently marked flags on the top of the chariot. The Sayodhun's chariot was drawn by white horses. Sita Hoi. Sita means white. And his grandsons, his horses are of blackish, not Shama is not black, blackish. Swarthi, no, blackish. Turanga, Juri. They are four horses in chariot, and there is a charioteer, and flag marked with lion. This lion is not to be considered an ordinary lion. This lion is Mrigendra or Narahari. Arjuna's chariot was the flag marked with Bajranga, Hanumanji. Krishna's chariot flag is marked with Garuda. So these are the distinctive marks. One will understand immediately this is such and such king's chariot. That mark is there. So Arjuna kept upon him Bajrangaji, Hanuman, because he considered Hanuman his guru. Hanuman was servant of Lord Ramchandra. He fought the battlefield of Lanka between Ram and Ravan. He could not use any weapon, but he was very strong. He knew how to throw stones. In this way, he fought in the battle and won over the Ravana. Ravana was killed by Lord Ramchandra. So, Vaishnava does not mean he cannot do anything else except chanting. That is, of course, the supreme objective, Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, to hear about Vishnu and chant about Vishnu. That is, very experienced life. Experienced Vishnu. He can concentrate chanting just like Vidas Thakur. Vidas Thakur was chanting, but Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, Nityananda Prabhu, they were preaching. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, a very young age, 24 years only, he took sannyas. Why? Takya Rajalakhi, that is that verse. Vandi Mahakurusati Charana. That is predicted. The Lord will give up His Lakshmi. And will take sannyas and preach. These are stated in the Vedic literature. So this is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There are many evidences in the sastras about Sri Chaitanya, the Lord, Supreme Lord, taking a sannyas and preaching. So we express Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu not only by his uncommon actions, but also on the evidence of the Shastra. You can accept. Not that any rascal comes with an incarnation of God. No, we cannot accept that. We must first of all see that He is mentioned in the Shastra, and He is actually acting uncommon, which is not possible by any human being. These two things, features, must be, just like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we accept the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There are many instances He is playing like ordinary man, but at times when the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just back in Jagannath Puri, Ratha Yatra festival, sometimes the Ratha chariot will step up, will not move. People draw it, but does not move. Even King Pratarudra engaged some elephants, but the Lord is not moving. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would say, "All right, let me try." So he would go backside of the car and with his head push it, and very easily he will do. And this is extraordinary. Even the elephants, big elephants, could not draw. But by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pushing by head, there was no need of drawing it, catching the rope. Similarly, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was performing kirtan, he used to form four parties. And each party will see that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is present there. So there are many other things which is not possible by ordinary human being. These things have to be tested. Not very small, insignificant. Just like in India, there are so many so-called incarnation of God. Or God, they declare themselves God. But that God is for the fools and rascals, not for any intelligent man. Intelligent will taste it by the description of the Shastra. Sadhu Shastra, Guru Bhakti, Pinete Kuriya Vikko. Anything we shall accept through sadhu, devotee. If devotee accept something, that we shall accept. And shastra, not only devotee accepts, but it is confirmed in the shastra, in the revealed scripture. Sadhu shastra. And guru also will say, yes, it is all. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is accepted by sadhus like Advaita Acharya, Gadadhar, Sivas, Haridas Thakur, in his own. They are sadhus accepted. And Shastra also says, in Mahabharata, in Srimad Bhagavat, in the Upanishad, Puranas, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's name and activities are mentioned. Deyam sadaparit bhavagnam avishta deyam. This verse, it is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam, also in the Ramayana. And Krishnavarnam Tishakrishnam Sangpanga Tuparsadam Jaggai Sankirtane Prahi Jaganti Sunehata. It is mentioned in Bhagavad 11th canto that the Supreme Personality of Godhead in this age, Kali Yuga, will be Krishnavarnam. Always describing Krishna. He is Krishna. But Krishna Varnam, Tisha Akrishnam. Varna means also category. That is Brahman Varna, Kshatriya Varna, Vaishya Varna, Shudra Varna. In the horoscope, as we discussed the other day, Jata karma, after the birth of the child, everything, characteristic, what will be his future, everything is mentioned in the horoscope. So in the horoscope it is stated, Brahman varna, Kshatriya varna, Shudra varna, like that. To which category this child belongs. Even if he is born in a non-Brahmin family, but what will be his characteristic? That is stated. That is called Brahman varna. Similarly, Kshatriya varna, Vaishya varna. Everything is predicted by astrological calculation. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is predicted in the Srimad Bhagavatam and other scriptures as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We do not access to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu simply because he was a saintly person. There is controversy about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu amongst the Vaishnava community. Just as the Nimbarka Sampradaya, they say that we accept Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a great devotee. But we, Gaudiya Sampradaya, we say that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because it is in the stated in the Shastra. Krishna Varnam Tisha Krishna. He is Krishna in the category of Krishna, Krishna Varnam. just like Brahman Varna, Krishna Varna, same category. But he is by complexion yellow, is not Krishna. Pisha or Krishna. Pisha means by the body, skin. Just like we have different color, different skin, different color. Similarly, Pisha, by skin, is not Krishna, is not black. Pisha or Krishna. Akrishna means not black. The not black means you can accept any other color which is not black. So that there is proof in the Shastra that Lord Krishna has also many colors. Shukla Rakta Tatha Pita. When similarly, when Krishna's horoscope was made by Gargumuni, he said that this child formerly had Shukla Rakta Tatha Pita. He was white color, he was yellow color, and he was red color. So this Pito, yellow color, is also Krishna's another color. Krishna Vannam Pisha Krishna. Here, Pisha Krishna, Akrishna means not black. The not black means you must get the other three, namely white, red, and Pito. The other two colors in the Satyayuga and Dabaljuga was manifested. Red color and white color. White griva, white color. So, the Pito, Krishna color is also from there for Pito, yellowish color. Srila Jiva Goswami has very nicely So, Krishna Varnam Kisha Krishna Nishanga Panga Kupasalam. And another feature is Sanga Panga Kupasalam. Astrapasalam. Astra means weapon. In the Kali Yuga, Krishna does not come with weapon. In other Yugas, the Lord comes with weapon, just like Lord Ramchandra. He came with bows and arrows to fight with Ravana. Similarly, Krishna also appeared with the Sudarshan Chakra. Because in those days, the demons were killed by weapons. Krishna killed many demons because Krishna has got two kinds of activities. Puritrana sadhuna vinashayati duskita. For sadhu, simply to deliver them, and for the demons to kill them. But the result is the same. That is called absolute. Whether Krishna pats somebody and kills somebody, the result is the same. Therefore, Krishna is absolute. It is not ordinary fortune to be killed by God. It is a great fortune. That's in Ravana and the Hiranyakashipu. They were Krishna's personal guards, Jaivija. Some are other. They become offended to the Kumaras. So they cursed him that you are not well behaved. They stopped him going in the house of Krishna, Narayana. So they became very angry. They cursed him that you do not deserve this place. You must go to the material world. In the material world there is envious, there is jealous. In the spiritual world, you have become envious, So you are not fit. You must go down to this material world. So they will become very much disturbed. Lord Narayan personally came out to settle up. That is, your mentors cannot withdraw. You have to go. But after going in the material world, if you treat me as your enemy, then in 3 bars you will be liberated and you will come back. But if you treat me as my friend, then it will take seven bars. So decided, we shall become your enemy, sir. So therefore, this Ravana, Hiranyakashipu, they are Jagvija, and they appeared to be very strong enemy. To become enemy of Krishna, that is not also a joke. He has to fight with Krishna. It is not ordinary thing. No ordinary man can fight. So Vaishnava commentation is that when Krishna wants to fight, the fighting is not possible in the spiritual world. And whom we fight? Everyone is engaged in service. So, therefore, to fight, he has to come here to execute his mission. Do not have a dispute. So, kill the Vistita, miscreants. So when he personally finds, the Vistita can be finished simply by indication of Krishna. The material energy is so powerful, just Sardaya, Brahmati San Vidakala Chakra. In the sun, the most powerful, Asesa Teja, high temperature, Asesa Teja, unlimited temperature. That sun is also moving with this orbit, the Sardaya, under the order of the sun. The Sardaya, Brahmati San Vidakala Chakra, Govinda Madhikudi San Samahamudha. So, to kill a diva in this material world, the Lord does not require to come himself. But he comes in special place. Just like Krishna came to kill Kamsa, to kill Ravana, to kill Hiranyakashipu, like that. So that is also his pastime. So his devotees are also like that. They have to execute the mission of Krishna. That's why here, Parikshit Maharaj, he is a great devotee of Krishna. So he is going out with Surya to fight. Similarly, Dhruva Maharaj also, he fought. Prahlad Maharaj fought. Because they were kings, so their duty is to subdue, to conquer over the demons. Not that because one is Krishna devotee, he should not do any other thing. If required, a devotee can do anything in order by Krishna. As Krishna ordered Arjuna to fight, Arjuna personally was not inclined to fight. He was strong. He rather wanted to forgive, let them enjoy Krishna. I do not wish to fight with my cousin brothers. I cannot tolerate their death, my grandfather. So, better I will not fight, let them enjoy the kingdom. Now Krishna said, no, that cannot be. It is my plan that they should be killed. So you must fight. So therefore, a devotee's duty is to carry out the order of Krishna. Therefore he fought. Personally he did not want to fight. But he cannot disobey the order of Krishna. That is not possible. Parishri Vasanamtam. When Krishna inquired, what is your decision? He said, yes, even though I do not like to fight, still, because it is your order, I must fight. Parishri Vasanamtam. So devotee hasn't got any personal decision. That is the process of Krishna consciousness. Devam parampara prathamme mangrajase uvidi. We should decide by the order of Krishna through the disciplic succession by Amidya, the spiritual master. That is equal. A devotee cannot decide personally. If Krishna desires, if somebody say, so you cannot see Krishna personally, then you have to decide by Krishna's representative. If your spiritual master, guru, says that you do this, that is Krishna's order. That is Krishna. Therefore it is said, jasya prasadat bhagavat prasad. Why satisfying the spiritual master? You satisfy the Supreme Personality of God. That is very natural. Just like when you go to your work, the immediate person who is in charge of your work, he must be satisfied. You don't jump up to the proprietor. The proprietor will be automatically satisfied. If something is done, and the proprietor sees that the immediate office superintendent is satisfied, then he accepts. Yes, that's all right. He hasn't got to respect personally. If the superintendent of the office says that, yes, this staff or this man was nice, then proprietor accepts. Similarly, jasya prasadat bhagavat prasad. We have to satisfy our spiritual master, Sivaya, Pradvidhi, Pranipatena, Pariprasthena, Sivaya, Upadeshanti, Tadjnanam, Jnanina, Taktadarshina. The Parikshit Maharaj is going to conquer over the world. He was appointed by his grandfather to become the emperor of the world. But he was not a coward. Not that because his grandfather is appointed, he will sit down comfortably in his capital and let things go on as it is. He doesn't care. No. Personally, he wanted to prove himself that he is not a nominated president only. He is actually president. He is not nominated because his grandfather nominated, therefore he became. He may be a rascal number one. No. The nomination was there. But also, on full strength, but if the people are given for nomination, as it is the practice now, by vote, the ordinary people, they are all rascals. What is the value of their vote? Therefore, another rascal is selected. Because the one who is voting is a rascal. He does not know whom to give vote. He is not trained up. Simply by the Maria's eye vote. And that vote you can purchase by bribing, by propaganda. So this kind of democracy is no value. There is no value. If somebody is voted by a number of assets, so what is the value of such vote? Those who are elect, they must be pretty sober. So formerly, a king was nominated not only by his father or grandfather, but confirmed by the society of learned Brahmins and saint people. And he must personally prove that he is actually king. So here Parikshit Maharaj, Digvijaya. Vijaya means to own victory. Just as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu argued with a Digvijaya Pandit. There were several kinds of Digvijaya. A learned scholar also would travel all over the world and challenge the other scholars about philosophical discussion, literary credits, so many other fields of activities. So one Digvijaya Pandit came from Kashmir. He got victory all over India and then came to Nadia. Because Nadia is still, there are many, many learned scholars, and in those days, it was simply full of learned scholars. Some of the Indian cities were famous for learned scholars, like Navadvip, Nadia, Varanasi, and there are several places in Darbhanga, and the southern India also there is a place. So there are several places where different schools, Mahabharata, there are chiefly there are two schools of transcendental subject matter, namely the Mahabharata school and the Vaishnavya. So Mahabharata were there in Varanasi mostly. And Vaishnavas, also they had their place, especially in Navadvi, Vrindavan, like that. So, one Digvijaya Pandit, case of Kashmir, he also came to Navadvi. He got victory in all other cities, but when he came to Navadvi, he became defeated, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there. At that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was only 16 years old. So, the learned scholars there, first of all, decided that let now Nimai Pandit, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's student life was known as Nimai Pandit. His mother gave very beloved name, Nimai, because he took his birth underneath a tree, Neem tree. His name was Nimai Pandit. As a student, he was known as Nimai Pandit. So the scholars there, first of all, decided that let this Bishop Kashmiri talk with Nimai Pandit. So if Nimai Pandit fails to conquer over him, then we should challenge that he is a boy. Now let us come. You come to us. But it is the boy, Nimai Pandit, he defeated the case of Kashmir. That is mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. He was Digvijayi to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This case of Kashmir was a pretty learned scholar, and he was requested by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that we are sitting on the bank of the Ganges. You can compose some prayers for the mother Ganges. So you are very learned scholar immediately. he composed 100 slokas. So out of that 100 slokas, he found some fault in the 64th verse. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that you are such a learned scholar, but we are simply student, grammarian. We cannot understand your poetic and literary magnitude of knowledge. So will you kindly explain this 64th verse, which he cannot understand precisely. So immediately he was astonished. He thought that I had composed this 100 slokas like wind, immediately. And he catches up. You see, 64, one particular slow. What kind of mind this is? And then in that slow, there are so many literary fault. Formerly, among his learned scholars, any nonsense you write will not be accepted as poetry. It must be according to the rules and regulations of literary perfection. So, there are some literary imperfections, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pointed out, and he was also a learned scholar, as he admitted. That is a wonderful one. So, therefore, it is said that you make your enemy a learned man, but don't make your friend a fool and rascal. Because an enemy, even though he is enemy, if he is learned, he will not make injustice. That he cannot. Any learned scholar cannot make any injustice. So he admitted his defeat because he is learned scholar. That is scholarship. Not that. That is Sagoho Bhattacharya. He argued with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a scholar. But when he became defeated, he accepted his discipleship. This was a method. The two persons may argue, which one who is defeated, he must become his disciple. Rather simply waste time arguing and no confusion. Formally, this was the sister to come to a conclusion. If two parties are arguing on a subject matter, the one party will be defeated, he must become his disciple. Under control. So, here, the same Digvijaya for learned scholar, by arguing on Shastra, that is another kind of Digvijaya. And Digvijaya for Kshatriya, by subduing others who do not accept the authority. So, Parikshit Maharaj went for the vigor just to challenge all over the world. Now I have been selected by my grandfather as the emperor of the world. If you do not accept my authority, then you will fight. Come on. You will fight. Let us fight. So, if by fight he becomes victorious, just as in modern sporting, also, there are rival parties, and ultimately, the party which defeats all other sportsmen, and then gets some reward, seal or some cup. Similarly, this is also another type of divya. Parikshit Maharaj went out of home, not being simply drinking and enjoying the dancing of the young girls, just like the Mahavadan kings and the deteriorated. Still there are so many folk. No, king's duty is to subdue the miscreants, will create disturbance. So Parikshit Maharaj was such a nice a star hero that he got out of his home. Sarsenaya Digvijayaya Nirgata. Nirgata means went out of home, not simply enjoying comfortably at home. Similarly, for a teacher also, there is Digvijaya. Go from country to country, from village to village, town to town. Make Digvijaya. Here is our philosophy. There is God. We can prove there is God. Who are you denying God? Come on.
Jai.
That is Digvijaya. Thank you very much.
Jai. 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 Jai.